The beginning of Parshas Kitisa, the Torah tells us that Hashem instructs Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that they should each contribute a machtzis hashekel. What was this machtzis hashekel used for? So Rashi points out that there are actually three different donations that were necessary in terms of the Mishkan. There was the donation that was mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Truma, where we asked Bnei Yisrael to provide all sorts of materials that were necessary to build the Mishkan. Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Agaman, Tolash, Shani, Vesheish, etc. And then there was going to be a Machtzis HaShekel that once the Mishkan was up and ready to be working, to be a functioning Mishkan, Bnei Yisrael had to contribute once a year a Machtzis HaShekel. That was for the financial outlays in the Karbanos HaTzibur that were going to be used in the Mishkan. The Karban Tamid and the Karbanos Musaf, all the Karbanos that the Tzibur had to bring. So Bnei Yisrael would give once a year, beginning in Rosh Chodesh Adar, to get ready for Nisan, that Machtzis HaShekel. But the Machtzis HaShekel over here was a very special Machtzis HaShekel. It was going to be used to create the Adanim. The Adanim were the silver sockets that were used for the Krushim, the boards of the Mishkan, which created the structure of the Mishkan, would sit on silver sockets, and these were pure silver, and that's what this Machtzis HaShekel money was being donated for the Adanim. And the Pasuk says that they have to give the Machtzis HaShekel l'chaper al nafshoseichem. It's going to be a kapara. Now, what's it going to be a kapara for? So Rabbeinu Bechaye and other Mefarshim say it's going to be a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, which we haven't read about yet. But for the Chet HaEgel as a kapara, they're going to have to give the Machtzis HaShekel to create the Adonim. So how is it that these Adonim are a kind of kapara for the Chet HaEgel? And in order to understand this, we have to understand what was the Chet HaEgel and what purpose the Adonim served. If we have an inkling into what the Chet HaEgel was and what purpose the Adonim served, then maybe we can understand how the Adonim can be a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So I want to share with you an idea, a number of ideas, that I heard recording from Rav Yitzchak Breidowitz Shlita, from Or Sameach. What was the Chet HaEgel? We can talk a great deal about the Chet HaEgel. I want to focus on one aspect. According to many Mefarshim, the Chet HaEgel was not what might we assume to be some sort of Avodah Zarah, that this was a god that the Jews all of a sudden decide to worship. What does the Pasuk tell us at the beginning of the story of the Chet HaEgel? Vayar ha'am ki voshesh Moshe l'redes min ahar. Bnei Yisrael knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be up on Har Sinai for 40 days. But they miscalculated how you count the days. Moshe Rabbeinu was due to return according to their calculation. They were a day off. And Moshe Rabbeinu's not down. He went up to Har Sinai, was there 40 days, 40 nights. He didn't bring any food with him, no drinks with him. What could have happened to him? It could be he's never coming back. Make for us an Elohim. Now Elohim sometimes means a God. But sometimes it means Dayanim. Elohim can stand for anything that's meant to be some sort of symbol of power. Because we don't know what happened to Moshe. But who is Moshe? Kizeh Moshe Ha'ish. Moshe is not a god. They don't believe Moshe is a god. They know Moshe is a human being. Moshe, the person, is missing. So what? So what's the ego? Bnei Yisrael wanted to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But they felt that there was no way that they could have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They needed an intermediary. And who was the intermediary that they always used? That was Moshe. When they wanted something from God, they complained to Moshe. Moshe went and spoke to God. When God wanted something from Bnei Israel, he told Moshe, and Moshe brought it back to Bnei Israel. So Bnei Israel thought that the only way they could have a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam was through some sort of intermediary. And that was Moshe. But Moshe's gone. He hasn't returned, and who knows if he'll return. So we need something else, something tangible, to have a relationship with that which we can't see. So what are we going to do? Well, the only thing that they really knew was what they had seen in their sojourn in Egypt, living amongst the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. When they wanted to pray to their gods, what did they do? They had an image. And they prayed to this image, and they talked to this image, and everything revolved around this image. So if we need to have a relationship with God and Moshe's not around, let's create an image. But not that the image is God, but the image is our way to relate to God. And this was doubly wrong. Firstly, and primarily, this was wrong because 40 days earlier, they had heard from the Ribono Shel Olam himself, from gathering at Har Sinai, Lo yelecha lohim acherim al panai lo ta'asu lecha kol pesa v'chol tmuna sheva shamayim ima'al v'sheva mayim itachatz la'aret, not to create any kind of image. They had been explicitly told no images. And that was clear their primary head. But there was something else that they were mistaken about. They thought that there was no way for them to have a personal relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. How could I, little me, or little us, have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? We're too insignificant. When we had Moshe, Moshe was a great man. We could talk to Moshe. Moshe could talk to God. But I can't talk to God. I can't have a direct relationship with him. Because who am I? What am I? And here they were very mistaken. Because you can have a relationship directly with the Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, it's true. We needed Moshe because we needed a leader. But we didn't need Moshe to have a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. One third, I think it's in print, in Al HaTshuva from Rav Soloveitchik. He's saying to Tehillim, Gadol Adonainu Verav Koach, Lisvunaso ein mispar. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tfuna, to his understanding, to his ken, ein mispar. So we tend to understand that there's no limit, there's nothing that's beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. Rav Soloveitchik explained differently. There's nothing below HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. Not that there's nothing too great for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand. There is nothing too insignificant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to pay attention to. No matter how small we think we are, how insignificant we're a speck in the universe, nothing is beyond, nothing is below HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tfuna. And when I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomea Tfila, even my Tfila. Nothing is insignificant in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was one of the mistakes that they made in terms of the Chet HaEgel. Now let's go to the Adonim. What's the story with the Adonim? That's very strange, Rav Breidwitz points out, that when it came to every other contribution to build the Mishkan, Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Vagaman, Talas, Sheni, Vashesh, Vazar, Varos, Elim, Adamim, everything. There were no limits, no upper limits, no lower limits. You could bring Zav, you can bring Nechoshes. You can bring wool, bring wool, bring Tcheles, bring Tcheles. You brought more, you brought less. Everybody can bring whatever they had wanted to. There was no limits, upper, lower, nothing. except when it came to contributing the silver for the Adonim, Ha'ashir lo yarbeh, v'adal lo yamit. You couldn't give more than a machzis ha-shekel, and you couldn't give less than a machzis ha-shekel. Why? Why was this different than everything else? So Jesse Breidowitz, there's a lot of symbolism over here. The Mishkan was going to represent our Avodas Hashem. And my Derech of Avodas Hashem is not precisely your Derech of Avodas Hashem, which isn't precisely someone else's Derech. We each have our own way to work on our Avodas Hashem. Some people in Torah, and some people in Chesed, and some people in Davening, and some people in other areas. People work on different areas to excel in their Avodas Hashem. And regarding this, we can say what Chazal say, Echad ha-marbe ve-echad ha-mamit, uvelvad she-yichavin libo la-shamayim. You do more, you do less. As long as your kavanos are l'shem shamayim, that's acceptable in your Avodas Hashem. But only on one condition. Our precise way of doing Avodas Hashem can vary. But our foundation for doing Avodas Hashem, that has to be a shared foundation. We all have to come from the same basis, the same foundation of Avodas Hashem. And what is that foundation? Gemara in Makos, in the last daf, and daf Chav Dalet, tells us that there are 613 mitzvot. But comes along David HaMelech, and he says, if you want to know the basis of the Tayag mitzvos, he came up with 11 basic ideas that were the foundations for all the mitzvos. But David behemidom ala chasasre. 11 basics. And then the Gemara continues. By Yeshayahu v'midon al sheish. Yeshayahu lowered it down to 6. 6 yisodot to all of Tayag mitzvot. And then by Micha v'midon al shalosh. Micha came along and he narrowed it down to 3. And by Chavakuk, v'midon al achas. Chavakuk said, the basis of all Tayag mitzvos is one idea. And what was that? V'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. You have to have emuna, belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you understand that He's the Creator and He runs this world, and He put us in this world for a purpose, then that's the basis for all of Tayag mitzvot. Tzadik memunaso yichya. And the Adonim represented that foundation. That's the basis. That's the foundation on which everything else is built. So every other contribution could be more, could be less. Zav, Kesem, Dechoshes, Tcheles, Argama. When it comes to the foundations, Echad Amarbe, when it comes to the foundations, Hashir lo yabeh, v'adal lo yamit, everybody gave the same thing, because there we're all equal. But there's something strange about the Adonim. The Adonim held the crushing. The crushing with wooden beams. And the wooden beams will build at the bottom like a socket, like a plug. A two-prong plug, and the Adonim were sockets. So how many Adonim did each Keresh have? 2. Why 2 Adonim? Tzadik b'munasa yichya, b'chavakuk v'midun al achas. There should be 1 foundation. Why 2? Suggested Rav Breidowitz. 2 foundations. Because one, we have to have emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the other, because we have to have emuna in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, then He gave us kochos to do what tafkid He assigned us in this world. We don't always know what our tafkid is. We don't always know everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. But I have to have belief that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts challenges in my way, He's given me the tools to cope with those challenges. There's a double emunah. There's emunah in Ribono Shel Olam. There's emunah in myself that I've been given the tools that I can deal with whatever is necessary. And that is L'chaper al Nafshel Seicha. You see, in the Egel, they didn't have emunah in themselves. They didn't think that they could deal with anything. They needed a Moshe. How could I have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? I'm nothing, I'm insignificant. And they were wrong. They can have a relationship. They're not insignificant. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, they're important, they're vital. And whatever we need to do, we can do. Take a look at the Adonim, not one Adon, but two Adonim for every Keresh. Believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. But also believe in yourself. Every morning, first thing we say when we wake up in the morning is Mod ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla rabba emunasecha. What does it mean, rabba emunasecha? Great is your faith. Kadosh Baruch Hu has faith in something. It's in great is your faith. So really, pshat is great is your faithfulness. Kel emunah ve'ein avel. Kadosh Baruch Hu is faithful. He's reliable. He promises, He keeps it. Great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah. That's pshat. The writer says in the Chassidus Svarim they explain differently or additionally. Rabbi Munasecha, great is your faith, Ribono Shel Olam's faith in us. How great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah, His faith in us. Imagine waking up every morning. You don't know what challenges you're going to have throughout the day. The first thing you say to yourself is you open up your eyes, even before you open up your eyes sometimes. Zmod ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechzarte bi nishmasi bechemla. Great is your faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in us. I know I have the ability to deal with whatever life is going to throw in my way today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me these kochos. I have faith in the Ribono Shel Olam. And if He has faith in me, then I need to have faith in myself.